In Turkey, police have used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the demonstrators as they tried to march on the prime minister's offices in Ankara and Istanbul. The country has been the scene of anti-government protests since Friday. Amnesty International says at least two people have been killed in violent clashes with police. Meanwhile, Turkish Premier Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused the opposition of provoking anti-government protests. Erdogan also criticized the protesters for calling him a dictator. He vowed to push ahead with a controversial development plan at Istanbul's Taksim Square, which led to the protests. In the U.S., senior Arizona Senator John McCain says the Syrian president has the upper hand over foreign-backed insurgents. He also believes Assad is unlikely to step down and that he is not optimistic about any short-term solution for the conflict-hit country. McCain made a secret visit to northern Syria last week. Iran has dismantled a terror network linked to Israel's intelligence agency Mossad. The 12 arrested members of the group were reportedly planning to disrupt the upcoming presidential election and create ethnic and religious divisions in the Islamic Republic. The network's leader was also in contact with a headquarters in Britain. Egypt's presidential office says the upper house of parliament will maintain its legislative powers until a new parliament is elected. Egypt's high court earlier invalidated the Senate and the committee that drafted the country's new constitution. It said both bodies have been elected illegally. The fiancé of the American internet freedom activist Aaron Swartz says he was far from being depressed before his suspicious death. She says Schwartz even proposed to her only a month before he was found hanged in his apartment in January. Schwartz was an outspoken critic of President Barack Obama's policies, especially his kill list. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed regime forces have clashed with and fired tear gas at protesters in the villages of Bilad al-Qadim and Musalla. Scores of people have been killed and many more arrested since February 2011, when a popular uprising began against the ruling Al-Khalifa dynasty. Several people have died or are missing in Germany, the Czech Republic, and Switzerland as days of torrential rains trigger floods and landslides across Europe. Authorities in parts of Central and Eastern Europe have issued disaster warnings as the area is bracing for more flood chaos. Evacuations are also underway.